This is my podcast for bedtime stories. Enjoy.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Story 13, The Fox and the Crow. One morning, a plain black crow sat on a branch, holding in his beak a delicious piece of cheese. Along came a fox, who had smelled the delicious cheese. The fox came and stood under the tree and bowed politely to the crow. "Good morning, my friend," said the fox. "My, how well you are looking today." The crow was very pleased at this, but, of course, could not reply because of the cheese he held in his mouth. "Your eyes are the most beautiful I have seen," the fox went on. "And as for your feathers, how black and glossy they are." The crow was even more pleased, but still said nothing. He just sat on his branch and swelled with pride. But the fox went on. "I have been told," he continued, "how beautifully you sing, and I should like so much to hear from you. Your voice could not possibly be so lovely as your feathers, but if it were, why, you would be the most wonderful bird of the whole forest. Do you sing just a few notes for me, won't you?" This was too much for the crow. He opened his wide beak, cawed loudly, and dropped the cheese right into the mouth of the waiting fox. "Thank you so much," said the fox, gobbling up the cheese. "Your song was very ugly, but your cheese was very delicious. Another time, perhaps, you won't be so ready to believe all the good things you hear about yourself." And with a wave of his tail, he trotted gaily off into the woods. The end.
When the blazing sun is gone, when he nothing shines upon, then you show your little